Dear listeners, it's dark outside. Perhaps it's dim inside too. And though the wind has settled, maybe the trees are still creaking. And the crows came in to roost. This is the sound of distance, brought somehow into range. This is the distance that you can perceive and that we will share for the next little while. distance is alive in so many ways. Distance in time. Distance from place. Distance that produces difference. Distances of memory. Distance is a loss of resolution. Things fall out of focus. But they may be made sweet by distance. Shrill sounds are forgiven. Harsh sounds are mellowed or expanded. Space is perceived. Procession from one place to another, to begin to cross a distance, is hardly a singular flow, but rather a series of very small events. The microcatastrophes of little molecules smacking into one another. Footsteps, the consequences of fossil fuel, the heft of baggage, the labor of breath, the sweep of feathers. Thousand, thousand, thousand tiny relationships, each built so temporarily, each improvised, each designed, and so distances are crossed, and new differences are perceived. So what of the journeys of sleep or of dreams? Distance means nothing, and yet still, sometimes there is labor even in dreams, small catastrophes, certainly journeys undertaken, rooms measured. Graceful event, more like an awkward breaststroke attempted after leaping off a table or a chair or a curb even. A leap without hitting the ground. And then slowly some height gained. That falling would be a danger, but not enough that it would be done. And in the dream world, that's enough. Sometimes it's more like leaning back in the air and floating, suspended just above some stairs. Almost never works in a confined space. Even though I have never succeeded to swim in the air in my waking life, somehow in dreams, I still can't entirely exceed my physical experience. Forms of transformation are still familiar, still based on something that I know, the feeling of floating, but not too high. Seldom happens. I don't breathe underwater in a dream.
We have no personnel east of our position.
Okay. Hold on, let's come around behind buildings right now from our point of view.
Thank you. 1-1-2.
Here's a question that I've asked before. Maybe in a lifetime there aren't so many different questions to ask. I seem rather focused on the same few. But here's one that's deceptively simple. How far is far away? Does distance reveal something? Thank you. it mean to feel close when you are apart. Is it not enough to be apart? Do we need to be all? It seems not desirable to be one. It seems better to be many. Dissensus is as crucial as consensus, and the glorious potential of interference and noise. Thank you. Don't despair. Even if you find yourself listening to the radio alone. You are not alone, and not because of me, but there are all the other radios and all the other ears in all the other cars, in all the other houses. Those are relationships too. Even if you must do the imagining for most of it. So, as the night wears on, and the crows have slept, and the wind has settled, the trees aren't really creaking anymore, the crickets not really chirping yet. Surrounded by creatures. We are sung to sleep by the 60 hertz field produced by our electronics. We are carried by the comfort of our things. It's far more mundane. The future belongs to the soft shapes, the things that adapt quickly, the intelligence of bacteria, the quickness of viruses. Surrounded by creatures, we clutch onto our things and wonder what distances are to come, and have we perhaps already gone too far? If we're lucky, in 2 million years, all the four-legged, two-legged, scrabbling creatures will have returned to the ocean. And we'll find ourselves in some area of thermocline, sending signals across immense distances in the steady channels of the ocean. If we're lucky, we will be sturdy like whales. And then sound will illuminate the landscape of the underwater world. And our signals